It's 8 a.m. Eastern, February the 15th, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is up slightly at $52,356. ETH is up slightly at $2,798. And Binance Coin is up 0.5% at $349. Those are leaders by market cap. Top gainers in the last 24 hours, VE Chain up 28%. Well, the bankruptcy court has ruled that Genesis Global Holding could sell around 35 million shares in Grayscale's GBTC fund, valued at over $1.3 billion. The court allowed Genesis to convert these shares into either Bitcoin or cash. Genesis, a subsidiary of Digital Currency Group, also plans to sell more than 11 million shares in two Grayscale Ethereum trusts worth over $200 million. Digital Currency Group initially sought to delay the sale until the court decides on a debt repayment plan, but the request was denied. Genesis also recently agreed to pay a $21 million fine to the SEC to settle a lawsuit related to the operation of the Gemini Earn program. Well, Spanish telecom giant Telefonica has partnered with Chainlink Labs to enhance security using Web3 technology. Together, they will integrate real-world telecom capabilities into blockchain networks. The first application will involve the SimSwap API, which checks for fraud prevention and SIM cards through the Chainlink functions. Developers can verify data from various sources, adding an extra layer of security to blockchain transactions. This collaboration aims to better protect users and assets, leveraging Telefonica's extensive network and Chainlink's Web3 developer platform. While reports of suspicious cryptocurrency transactions in South Korea surged by 48% in 2023, totaling over 16,000 cases, the Financial Intelligence Unit attributes this increase to improved communication with local firms encouraging reporting. The FIU also saw a 90% rise in cases handed over to law enforcement for investigation. To combat crypto crime, the FIU plans to establish a system to suspend suspicious transactions immediately. The Financial Services Commission warned that crypto criminals could face severe penalties, including life imprisonment under a new law set to go into effect on July the 19th. The U.S. Treasury's top official on terrorism now says Hamas and other groups still prefer more traditional financing methods and that crypto hasn't played into their funding in a big way. The Undersecretary for Terrorism and Financial Intelligence testified before lawmakers yesterday, saying the situation had been blown out of proportion, remarking, "We don't expect the number is very high." Representative Tom Emmer of Minnesota asked the Treasury official to more formally correct the record about the relationship between digital assets and terrorism, saying, "We have senators who are legislating on these false figures." And finally, Bitcoin call option buying has surged at strike prices above 60K with notable activity for expiries from April through December. QCB Capital's report highlights significant spending on premiums for 60K and 80K strikes expiring later this year. Deribit data also shows a concentration of open Bitcoin call options above 65K peaking at 100K for December. The interest in these strike prices suggests bullish sentiment among market participants. Well, that's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io. And listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.